Radio broadcast coming to you today from my home in near Branson, Missouri, overlooking beautiful Bullshoals Lake. I heard about something first on J.R. Church's television broadcast. J.R. Church has gone on to heaven, but he was one who watched signs of the time, was very prophetic in his thinking. And he announced some coming eclipses. He did not claim to have thought these up on his own, but he said that there was a pastor in the Northeast, and I have met this pastor, who had noticed something unusual about some upcoming eclipses. This pastor, in seeing in the Bible that it often talks about signs in the heavens, it talks about the sun and the moon and it turning dark or red and various places in the Bible. And he began to wonder if it could mean eclipses, at least in some places, maybe not in every place. And so he went online to NASA, and he found from NASA they can so accurately predict eclipses. And in their predictions of upcoming eclipses, he noticed that something very unusual was going to happen. There were going to be eclipses 2 years in a row, or even three, counting on how you count them. You'll understand when we go better, look at it later, because we're going to look on the God calendar, that they were on the Moeds, God's Moeds, God's Moeds of Passover, and his Moeds of Sukkot, or Tabernacles. A very unusual and highly unlikely thing. I thought about these things. I would teach about them out at Prayer Mountain in a school of eschatology where we can only take about 100, 150 people out there. And so we would always ask for and we would get a registration. So we're way out in the boonies at Prayer Mountain and I would mention them to them. I would say it, but I never talked about it in open meetings. I didn't talk about it, you know, on television. And then suddenly I get this envelope in the mail from John Hagee Ministries. And on the envelope, not even on the letter on the inside, but on the envelope, on the outside, it says, "The coming four blood moons. Are you ready?" And then he's got an artist drawing of a blood moon coming on Passover, April 15th, 2014, and one coming on Sukkot, Tabernacles, October 8th, 2014. Then a blood moon coming on Passover, 2015, and Sukkot, Tabernacles, 2015. Right in the middle of them, he has what is going to be a solar eclipse, and that's coming on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the first day of the sacred year. Coming between these. Now, I thought, oh my goodness, John Hagee, I know you. I work with you with CUFI. I know what a brave guy you are. I was down there for a planning meeting 1 year, and somebody suggested among the planners that they wanted to march up on the Capitol steps or march where they're. And the lawyer who was with us said, oh, we can't do that. You know, that's you. You will be arrested. And John Hagee said, good. Let's do it. And I imagine I could just see in that little guy's eyes, he was thinking about, well, we could really make a splash if we go up to talk to our leaders and they arrest 5,000 Christians. But the lawyer prevailed and we didn't do the marching. But that'll just give you some kind of an idea of how brave John Hagee is. So he issues this, I'm looking at it right now, this envelope with the drawings on the front. So I go inside. I know he was bound to be talking about the same thing that I've been looking at for some years now. And so I'm going to read you his partner letter Dear friends, the coming four blood moons points directly to a world-shaking event that will occur, he says, between April 2014 and October 2015. And let me be very clear, he says, from the beginning, I am not saying that the rapture will take place on any of these dates. Nothing else needs to happen in Bible prophecy for the rapture to take place. We could be gone before you finish reading this letter. I am only saying that we are running out of time. The heavens are screaming God's message to us that the church is soon to leave the world. But are we getting it? John Hagee writes. And he continues, let me explain what the coming four blood moons mean and how it is significant to each and every one of you. Share this message with your friends. It is simply too important to miss. God established the dates of the seven Jewish feasts in the Bible. And remember, this is Billy Graham talking now. We've already learned that they're not called feasts. When they're introduced, they're called moeds, appointed dates. So we could read it. God established the dates of the seven moeds in the Bible to include Passover and Sukkot, Passover and Tabernacles. NASA is telling us there will be four blood moons with an eclipsed sun that will happen in sequential order. Now, he doesn't mention another solar eclipse that's going to happen after that. There's going to be a solar eclipse on the beginning date, the beginning of the new year as well in the civil year. But back to John Hagee. NASA is estimating that the eclipse sun will serve. Let me go back. God established, John Hagee writes, the dates of the seven Jewish feasts in the Bible to include Passover and Sukkot. NASA is telling us there will be four blood moons with an eclipse sun that will happen in sequential order. The moons will appear sometime between April 2014 and September 2014. During the Passover dates of April 15, 2014, or April 4, 2015, and the Tabernacle dates of October 8, 2014, or September 28, 2015. NASA is estimating that the eclipse sun will surface on, it will be our date, March 20th, 2015, but on God's calendar, it is the first day of the sacred year. Remember last week we studied that sacred year calendar begins on the first day of the month of Nisan. So on Nisan 1, March 20th, 2015, there will be an eclipse of the sun. In Joel, Hagee points out the passages, you know, which speak of the sun turning into darkness and the moon into blood. And he quotes Joel, and he quotes Peter, quoting Joel. And Peter's saying that this is that Joel spoke about. So he's pointing out these very important things that we see. Now, it's very rare for these eclipses to happen. The man who I told you earlier that J.R. Church told us about, who looked into when did he found out that there were going to be these in successive years, there were going to be these eclipses on the moeds of the Jewish calendar. And so he went back into history and found out when they had happened before. In April 1492. I want to read you something else. This is what I wrote recently, and I found it somewhere. According to statisticians, the odds are impossible to have four lunar eclipses on successive Passovers and Tabernacles. It has to be by divine design. However, it has happened before. It did happen in the 20th century. First time was in 1949 and 50, the year following Israel's statehood. Remember, they became a state in 1948. The second time it happened in the 20th century was 1967-68, the year Jerusalem was liberated in the Six-Day War. However, before 1948, the last time it happened was in 1493, the year after Columbus sailed the ocean blue in 1492. That day he sailed was the day the Jews were kicked out of Spain in the Spanish Inquisition, and God found them a land that they could go to in the United States of America to hold them until he could keep his word and bring them back home. Now I'm going to be reading to you and get those points over to you again from John Hagee's letter. These are Hagee's words. In April of 1492, the Edict of Expulsion took place in Spain. This edict that was mandated by King Ferdinand and Queen Isabella meant that all the Jewish people had 14 days to convert to Catholicism or to leave Spain forever. All Jewish properties were seized by the Roman Church. The Spanish Inquisition had nothing to do with Christianity or the love of God, writes Hagee. That was an act of religious tyranny and should never be called Christianity. The Jews took their maps and money and gave them to an Italian by the name of Christopher Columbus. Columbus sailed the oceans blue and landed in the United States of America. This country has been a home to the Jewish people and all people who are oppressed by tyrants and religious dictators all over the earth. God lit up the heavens with this red blood moon to warn everyone something big is about to happen. Now, that happened back then, 1492. It happened again, but most people missed it. 1948 was the year Israel was reborn. God gathered the Jewish people that had been scattered throughout the diaspora in one of the greatest miracles in human history. In 1967 was the year the city of Jerusalem was reunited with Israel for the first time in 2,000 years. Jerusalem is where Jesus was crucified, where he rose from the dead, where he will return to set up his eternal kingdom. This was a big earth-shaking event for them to get Jerusalem back. Four blood moons for the third time in over 500 years. No one announced it, but NASA recorded it. What are the common denominators here? They all center around Israel and the Jewish people. And Israel, my friends, is still the apple of God's eye. No nation will ever remove Israel from the map. God Almighty will protect her. These moons began with tears of tragedy and end with unspeakable triumph. Three times the four blood moons have been recorded in over 300 years, and now it's getting ready to occur for the fourth time. One thing that Brother Hagee did not emphasize was that these blood moons are coming in Shemitah years. They're coming in the seventh year of a seven-year cycle. They're coming in the year that is bookended by Rosh Hashanah 2014 and 2015. To me, the whole year, anything could happen in that whole year, that whole Shemitah year, that whole seven-year cycle, especially at the beginning of it and especially at the end of it. Who knows? One of these times, it's going to be the beginning of the last seven-year cycle before the tribulation period. Now, I'm going to come back to you tomorrow, and we're going to talk about Rosh Hashanah and why I feel that it's a very important date and a very important moed, because, you see, the fall feasts have not been fulfilled. Shalom.